ready.
S-D-P-P. The Steve Dangle Podcast with your hosts, Steve Dangle, Adam Wilde, and Jesse Blake.
Hey, happy holidays. This was supposed to be a two-episode run, but because we went too long in the last one, we're going to make it three. And I'm pretty excited about that. I think it's going to be great. So.
Sim 8 that we're doing three.
Man, I hope someone from Rogers sees that previous episode.
Yeah, stop I don't. Funny you should say that, because I have the opposite feeling.
Nah. Oh, you know what, guys? Remember, TSN, even at Rogers. So we're kind of going through some of the best moments decided on by you on our Discord channel. By the way, if you want to sign up on Discord, sdpn.ca. Jesse, are we going to have any new, like, New Year's sales or anything like that on sdpn.ca? What do you think?
We can definitely do that.
Can we do a little? Okay, so.
No. What am I talking about? We are having a Boxing Day sale.
Oh!
If you're hearing this before Boxing Day, get ready for Boxing Day. If you're hearing this after Boxing Day, well, you missed out.
Okay.
Screw you.
Well, here's the thing. Sign up for the mailing list.
Feast of St. Stephen.
Okay, fair enough. Steve's patron saint of eating. Right? I mean, I like St. Stephen. He's my guy.
I don't know that, but yeah.
Long story short, I want to... I want you to sign up for the mailing list so you get all that information before everybody else. Now,
also, if this is before the 25th and it is you're signing up for the mailing list, you will receive a nice little video from our entire SDPN staff.
Oh.
But I think this episode might go out after Christmas. Yeah. So.
I'm pretty sure it does.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
this is the
weekend.
I guess you missed it. Happy holidays. Fuck you.
All of this stuff already happened. One more time into the camera for the people in the back.
Hey, I guess you missed it. Happy holidays and fuck you.
Yeah.
We love you. We love you so much.
I believe today is the 29th.
It's not before Christmas. That's what it is.
So fuck you.
Hey. No, not really, though. Hey, we love you. So this is where I haven't seen some of these clips. I know Steve will remember a couple of them.
Good start.
But we haven't watched a lot of them. And I think this one is going to be interesting because it's kind of the start of the Trey Nylander stuff. December 1st, 2016.
Oh, the day he was drafted.
And I apologize for the cough.
You should.
Should the Leafs trade William Nylander for Dougie Hamilton? I don't even know why this is brought up, but it's on the Discord. You guys chose this, so let's get into it. We're going to react to our own clip. We have not seen this. It's 6 years old.
Hamilton, what's fair value? If the Leafs were to go after Dougie Hamilton, what's fair value?
Leafs fans, I'm not telling you it's going to happen. I'm just telling you to try to imagine what life without William Nylander might look like. That's all I'm going to say. Because it might happen.
Why do you trade a 20-year-old center?
Why do you trade? Why do you trade? Now, there have been a few rumblings.
So right there, what happened there, if you're watching on video, there was a little pickup because the camera ran out. And right. I think we paused the episode there and I adjust the camera. So you'll see me, there's a skip, and then I'm walking back to my seat.
Which must have been the most annoying listen ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're so much better.
Here we go. Here
Why
we
do
go.
More people listen now?
About oh, this, and I expect this story to take
happen.
Off.
Might happen.
Why do you trade a 20-year-old center?
Why do you trade? Why do you trade? Now, there have That's been a bad. Few rumblings about this, and I expect this story to take off a little bit with William Nylander. There have been people that have said that he doesn't try hard. There have been people that
try hard enough.
There have been people
That's
that
not just on the ice either.
It's off the ice.
Yes.
There have been people that have said he is frustrating to deal with. You never know. I mean, listen,
this was known, by the way. Like, this was like the main criticism of him heading into his draft.
Is Dougie Hamilton good enough return for William Nylander?
Flames fans were tweeting about this. And
oh, wow.
Naturally, a fan base is going to overestimate the value of their guy. We're going to get we're going to get JVR and a first and a
second. No, you're not. Second. No, you're not.
No, Flames fans were pretty reserved going, you know what? Last year, we might have been able to ask for that. This year? Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm. What does Dougie Hamilton make there, Jesse?
5.5.
Oh, my God. I would murder a man.
And for the next 4 years?
An adult man.
That would make him...
Pretty sure it's 5.5.
That would make him the Leafs' highest paid defenseman.
Yeah.
That would make him.
What? And then
the Leafs' highest paid player.
5.75.
Oh, okay. What, actually?
It's a lot of money.
2021.
No, ooh, baby.
I'm not trading William Nylander for that.
Yeah, no. I tell you. And what does he have this season? Like, what are his numbers?
For a supposedly offensive defenseman.
There's no way in hell I'm giving you William Nylander for that.
No.
He's got 2 goals, 10 assists in 25 games.
That's all right. For a defenseman, I mean...
Mm-hmm. I mean, he would do well... Listen, he would do well with the Leafs, with the amount of goal scoring they have. I just think... The William Nylander question to me is very interesting because we had the same shit with Nazem Kadri. It was the same shit. And we held on to him.
He's
20 years old. He's going to mature.
How are you giving up his first full season?
I was in year 2 of my career. At 20, I had already moved away and then come back. I'd lived on my own for a year and then came back to Toronto. I was still an idiot. I was good at what I did, but I was still a fucking idiot. You're 20.
Oh, we're in the online portion.
Yeah, you're 20. You're dumb.
Oh,
you're good at certain things, but you're dumb.
Okay, let's explain what you just said there.
So we're in the online portion. Okay, so at the time, the only person in traditional media that has ever really taken a shot with us is Dave Cadeau. And he is the former program director at the Fan 590.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Because his Cadeau means gift.
You see?
That's right.
Oh.
Dave put Steve and I on the air together when we did our own, like that fill-in show when Kawhi was traded to Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
Dave also, at that point, before that, took this show and put it on the air. Was it 1 a.m. it was on the air?
Around then, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it was 11.
Whenever programming wrapped up on the Fan. Whenever live programming wrapped up on the Fan before the ESPN radio kicks in. So we were in between the last live programming and the overnight ESPN programming. So we'd get an hour in there.
As early as 11, usually midnight or 1. Yeah. And we got it sponsored.
Yeah, Gillette.
Gillette
was the sponsor.
Adam's right.
No, it was Panago, I thought.
Panago did buy. Yeah. But I remember Gillette was the sponsor as well. Did.
So then we got 2 sponsors.
Yeah. For an overnight.
No one is listening to this currently slot.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was interesting because
last very long.
We'd do an hour and a half. No, we did a season. But we did an hour and a half. And then, we did. We did a whole season. Yeah.
No, it wasn't that long.
Dude, I remember. I has to be.
No, I think it was like 6 months.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's.
You mean like an NHL season? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, okay. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe it was the regular season.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry.
Around then. Yeah.
But I remember with the first 45 minutes of the episode, we weren't allowed to swear.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because the guy that headed up podcasts at the time, we were like, hey, can we swear and then bleep it out? Or how do you want to handle this? Because we'd always sworn, right? We'd always been an 18-plus podcast. And he's like, well, you know, guys, I just don't know if it's a great idea to swear on podcasts in general. And we're like, okay, so you've never heard our show then. Great. We'll just go ahead and start swearing after minute 45. Great. And that's what we did. So that's why when I swore there, Steve's like, it's after the 45th minute because, you know, an hour clock at the time is 45 minutes of actual airtime and the rest is commercial.
So I had to take each episode and then find a point where I could cut it down into 22-ish minute parts. So I take the first 45 minutes and then I take that and I cut it into 2 commercial break parts. And then I send that over to the Fan 590 and then they put it on the air overnight.
We would also have to be like a swear word would accidentally slip out and I'd have to be like, go back. And I'd have to say it again without the swear.
Right. Yeah. We do retakes a lot.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's funny now thinking about it because we were hoping at the time that we'd eventually get hired as a show.
Right.
And
on radio, the new frontier.
Yeah. And now it's like I think it's just we I think after that we sort of dropped it and just figured we would do our own thing. And not that it ended badly, it's just they just didn't renew. And then, you know, that's why we started the network, sort of like, well, no other network would take us, so why don't we do our own? And that's how it's sort of been, right? Like, that is really the genesis of, like, I would say from there, it's like...
New assholes went and worked at Bill.
Oh, that maybe. I don't think that had anything to do with it, though. If they had wanted us, they would have had us.
They promoted us on Channel 1.
Yeah, no, this was a lot before that.
Yeah, this is 3 years before that.
Yeah, this was 2016. This is quite a couple, this is a few years before we even worked at Bill.
Yeah, so...
We didn't work there until 2019.
So,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm also a little ashamed of the takes. I still wouldn't want to trade William Nylander because I love him, but Dougie Hamilton's pretty great.
Here, you want me to finish the last 30 seconds here?
Yeah.
I think they're both of their careers have been above expectations.
Yeah.
And others. That's okay. Like, and I understand that he's going to give you headaches.
We also thought he'd be a center.
As
I think he's worth the headaches.
As you said when the Habs traded Subban.
Yes. I think he's worth the headache.
I think he's worth the headache. I'll take the headaches.
Someone,
the guy
oh,
got
man.
16 points. Like, what?
Who tweeted it? Oh, shit. Ah! Oh, well, anyway, it was a great point. Nazem Kadri is the Alex Steen that the Leafs kept.
Mm. Yes.
Don't let Nylander go.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Interesting. That's interesting.
Anyway, at the time we're recording this, Kadri has 34 points in like 24 games for the Avalanche.
Yep. The next one is one of my favorites of all time. Steve brought this to the show. It's Igor Ironko from the KHL.
Oh, no.
And and for some reason, Steve brought this list. And it's a list of the top 50 Russian hockey players of all time. You'll hear why Jesse and I are confused in just a second. As we cue it up.
I've never gone back and listened to this ever.
When you hear it, you realize how right I was about how dumb the list is.
All right, let's hear it.
God, I'm so right.
Igor Ironko tweeted, I want to say it was sportsexpress.ru. I got to look it up.
You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Good.
A list of the top 50 Russian hockey players.
Ah.
Makes sense. Igor Ironko works for a Russian sport publication.
5-0.
Does anyone want to take a guess at who number it's one so is many. The best Russian hockey player in the world?
Ovechkin.
No. Go ahead.
No, Oval that's chat? Where you tell.
No. Oh, God, I hate you. Evgeny Kuznetsov, reigning Conn Smythe Trophy winner, is number one. Alex Ovechkin, his teammate, is number two.
Conn Smythe went to Ovi.
Yeah.
Oh, what did I say?
You said
Kuznetsov. My bad. No, sorry.
This Conn is the worst Smythe winner. In the
Ovechkin is number.
So
this is how.
So
let it play, God. Steve. We know it's bad.
Yeah. You gotta let it play. Can you rewind it like 15 seconds? Here? Because I'm missing it.
I would like to. I would like to miss it. How is this 8 minutes long? Oh my God!
I'm gonna lose it. It's so funny.
All right.
Igor Ironko tweeted. I want to say it was sportsexpress.ru. I gotta look it up. A list of the top 50 Russian hockey players.
Ah.
Makes sense. Igor Ironko works for a Russian sport publication.
What's up with my hair?
Does anyone want to take a guess at who number one is? The best Russian hockey player in the world.
Ovechkin.
No. Go ahead.
No. Oh my God, this is a nightmare.
Kovalchuk?
No. Evgeny Kuznetsov. Reigning Conn Smythe Trophy winner is
just
number
pause
one.
Pause that for just a second.
Ovechkin is
okay, that
oh my God.
Alone.
This is the same
right
spot.
There.
You're done.
Alone, but I gotta say, already, fuck this list. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Oh, I'm getting Kuznetsov. It's not Ovechkin.
That's why, like, 30, we're not even, we're 36 seconds in, and we'll get to, like, a minute in where Adam and I just question the entirety of this entire segment. Because it's so apparent that there's no basis for any of this.
Right. And you try to cut it off, but I won't let you. Because okay. I'm being pigheaded about this.
Here we go.
Because I wanted to bring more topics to the show. And it's okay because I did a really good job.
Also, what year is this?
This would be from...
Well, if the Caps just won the Cup.
June 14, 2018.
June 14, 2018.
Yeah.
Oh, what did I say?
You said Kuz.
Kuznetsov, my bad. No, sorry. Conn Smythe winner Ovechkin is number two. Number three.
Nice catch.
Nikita Kucherov. Number four, Evgeny Malkin.
What is this list of?
Oh, no.
The top 50 Russian hockey players.
Based on...
According to a guy.
From, here, look up Igor Aranko's Twitter.
No, we know who Igor Aranko is.
No, you're just listing guys.
I want to be an expert. These are my favorite I want to die.
Russian players.
Yeah, like according to, what is this metric? Based on? Yeah, thank you.
The best. The metric is
based
best.
On what?
It's based on some guy.
Best. So
based on what?
Look at me trying. Look at me trying.
Jesse, are you not listening?
The best at what?
I don't
what?
Know how to say it in Russian.
The best at what?
Best.
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 The best at
hockey.
The best at hockey.
Hockey.
I swear to God.
I swear to God.
Okay.
And
these
I'm
are the guys
to be funny.
That are the best at hockey.
Now, I know what you're thinking, Jesse.
We're a bunch of 8-year-olds.
This is
Sidney Crosby.
We're going to get upset about this list for a minute. This list that this guy made.
This broke just before we
You ever see videos of people who they go into a pool and then their golden retriever tries to save them and they're not helping?
Yeah, the golden retriever drowns.
That's me, except I'm the person and the dog. I'm just not helping myself and drowning.
Steve did go. You went through a thing where you were like, I need to bring more to the show. And we're like, Steve, you don't. Like, you know everything. Yeah. Like, let us set you up. And you're like, no, no, I must.
And
I
wouldn't
to.
Let it. I was like, no, you're not taking this away from me. I'm bringing this to the show.
Okay.
So thank God you did.
It was so great. Okay, go ahead.
But at the time, I was probably like, these assholes, like, I'm trying and just I'm getting swatted. It's 3 golden retrievers.
We're a
drowning.
Minute 52 into an 8-minute clip.
Oh my God, I'm going to leave the room.
The podcast.
This broke.
This news.
The internet.
Bro.
Kardashian, champagne, Hunter Biden. It broke the internet, Jesse. This happened right before the podcast, so you have no idea.
No.
The internet ramifications.
I just want to know why.
It's for Jesse. For Jesse. Right?
You're reading the list.
Well, because.
Anyway, continue. Amalgam at 5.
Because, Jesse, it's okay. Let me answer the question before you ask it. How does this affect the Leafs?
Ah.
Number 14 on this list, Nikita Zaitsev.
Why?
He's the 14th best Russian hockey player. And I know I would certainly...
Why did you just skip to 14?
I don't know. Because I was trying again. Golden Retriever, scratching the shit out of you as you're splashing for your life. I was just like, I'm going to get them on board with the Leafs.
Let's keep going.
I'd rather have him than number 17, Ilya Kovalchuk.
Wow.
Okay. Wow, Adam, did you just have a positive reaction to the thing that I brought to the show that you've been talking about for the past 2 minutes? Yeah, you did!
Some guy made a list
that is
controversial.
Ronco is not some guy!
So no, that people will talk about it.
It doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense.
Igor knows that doesn't make sense. Best hockey, and you're totally dumping on that metric.
Even if Chris Johnston made an article that said, here are the best hockey players now.
Metric!
He didn't...
Imperial! Beast! These are the things that we measure greatness with.
Jesse.
Did you actually bring that
centimeters
to be like, these are the best hockey players?
No, I wanted to know what you thought
about
the
list.
You were going to debate the placement on the list.
But it's bad.
You're debating, why bring it up at all? I should have known better.
Hey, Jesse.
No, but I can't debate something when they're arbitrarily placed on one guy's opinion of the best.
No.
This is just bullying. This is a lesson.
Beast.
Jesse, question for you as a producer. When you're putting together a piece of content.
Question for you as a producer, how's Steve wrong?
Do you want intentionally put in something that will get people's attention and get them talking about your piece?
No, that's ridiculous.
I like
relevant information.
Right.
That is also substantial and
but,
get people talking.
But is it common in media circles to do something like that to
Steve
get attention for a list that really
things.
Doesn't matter?
Yeah, sports in the States never just goes here and they just shovel crap in at people's mouths.
You know what happens with that stuff?
What happens?
You don't bring it to another show and then start debating.
No, never.
Hey,
never.
Here's this clickbait nonsense. Let's talk about it.
Yeah,
because
never.
There's substance there to talk about.
You would never do that. Hey, Adam, when are we getting to Mike Francesa? We would never do that. We would never do that.
No, we will.
There's not even humor in the list.
Wait,
it's just a list.
Jesse, I'm only at 17. Wait till I get through the whole list.
By the way, Devontae Smith.
I wouldn't let it go.
No,
I would not let it go. I was determined.
Good.
My question remains, though, is it just a list that he tweeted out that's his personal opinion? Is it voted on by people?
What was our original
conversation? Let me look it up. Sorry, I didn't. screen cap that much because I didn't think you would give me this much shit. I thought you would be like, thanks for trying to have fun.
We gave you so much shit.
How stupid of me.
When you looked at that, did you say, oh, yeah, Koozie's better than Ovi?
No, I didn't. That's why I brought it to the show. No. It's interesting.
Did you say, oh, Ovi's better than him?
I said, what a peculiar pick.
Or and that then Zaitsev is better than Kovalchuk.
At 14 or 17, you looked at it and you said, this one's better than that one. Like, we're rating NHL players in EA Sports.
When I said they had Kovalchuk below Zaitsev, Adam said, wow. Just yeah, because Adam has the capacity to enjoy things,
they don't
and
even
you do not.
They don't even play the same position.
But he's best. Okay.
Yes, Adam.
Question.
Adam has to put his hand up like a teacher.
Is it possible that this list was put together with Kovalchuk at 17 because Kovalchuk is top of mind because he's touring NHL cities right now, and this list, at having him at 17 behind notably Nikita Zaitsev, might garner some attention in the Twitter sphere because we like to argue back and forth about stupid stuff all the time, and this is a really perfect fire starter.
Well, they don't even play this. What are you arguing?
They don't play the same position.
No, but what does somebody looks at this? What do you argue? Oh, this. No, he's better. Like,
at what?
Give
backgammon?
This
is an argument no one has ever done.
Zaitsev and Kovalchuk, what are you arguing?
I brought a new and bold thing to the table.
Hold on, but
are
does
you
he say
goal
where it's from?
Score? That's sport? An argument?
I no. even said it at the beginning.
Does it? No.
Sportexpress.ru.
What did they base it on?
I don't speak friggin' Russian, man. I just took the tweet from Igor where he put the list. I know swear words, that's it.
What?
I hear a hum. What
I
hear a hum
too. You hit something.
Oh, you hit something.
Ringing.
I think good.
Chair. Okay.
Oh, my bad.
Well, I mean, it's a cool list, man. Who came 50th?
Oh, man. Sergei Shirokov.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he plays in the KHL.
Yeah.
Not like St. Louis, though, no.
That's so sorry.
I mean, Kovalchuk used to wear 17, so maybe that's why he's at 17. Because I also found it peculiar that Valerie Nichushkin was number 43.
Are there goalies on the list, too?
You interrupted me before I got to number 5, which is Andrei Vasilevsky.
He's better than a guy who doesn't play the same position as him.
According to this list, he's one spot better than Artemi Panarin. And two spots better than... How many times do I have to phlegm?
Fortnite.
So Fortnite. This is hockey.
This is so stupid.
It's not...
This is so stupid. Conclusion. Steve, what would you like to say about that moment?
It was not my best... It was not my best. Okay. Holy fuck.
So, I like that.
Yeah, good. I'm glad.
I like that because...
Two of you did.
Because, you know what was interesting about it is...
Nothing? Nothing ever? Why didn't I stop immediately? Why did I bring it to the table in the first place?
It's because you didn't. Jesse's currently wiping his eyes.
Good.
It's so bad.
When Adam said coolest, bro, or coolest Steve.
Coolest man,
sorry.
Oh, my God.
That got
me. Were hard on you, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Good
we gave you a lot of shit.
Yeah. You're a good sport, man. Most people would have thrown their shoe. Oh, wait. Or their hat. Oh, wait. Or walked out of the room, which you haven't done.
Most people in sports media would have gotten insulted and left the show permanently. But... No. I've stayed.
The one thing I had to say is you are not thin-skinned, my friend. We fucking, man, we go in sometimes, and you're right there. It's amazing.
Yeah, the nail is in the wood, and we're like, let's push it through it. And we just keep hammering away. That's where this segment really illustrates how much shit we give you and how much you can take.
Yeah, you do take a lot of shit, man.
Yeah, it's good. I'm glad I got to relive it.
You know, that's the nail going all the way through the wood. You know, you can give us shit sometimes too. It's okay.
Yeah. Now you're hard a couple times in that segment too. You push back.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I remember coming up with this next segment, and this is from a few weeks later, actually.
Oh, July. Did I stop you at every turn?
No.
Oh, wait, no, because it was good.
This segment was my favorite because I thought of it. I think I was out for like a walk with the dogs or something. And it's something that infuriated Steve. And I knew it would. And the question that I asked, and I knew this was going to be good. I was waiting. Oh. July 31st, 2018. The episode title is Dim Flip. I'm assuming that has something to do with
Dimitri Filipovich.
Yeah, he was on that episode.
Was he? Okay, he was on that episode. Hi, Dimitri. Was Aginla forced into retirement?
This is going to be an unpopular opinion.
Jerome Aginla, actually bad.
I wanted to bring up.
Oh.
There are two types of retirements in the NHL.
Not where I thought he was going.
Two types of retirement in pro sports, you could say. There's the athlete that retires, and then there's the athlete that has retirement handed to them.
Ooh. Oh. Really, Adam?
I mean.
Really? Really? There's no way. I'll let you go there, so, but there's no way you're going there.
What I'm going to ask and throw out there
ask
to the room.
That's what you're going to say with a question.
Is Jerome Jerome Aginla an athlete that retired, or did he have retirement handed to him?
Jesse, sounds like you want to take this one.
Go ahead, Steve. Before this segment, you had told me, just go with me here.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Before Steve got there, our radio show.
I said, Jesse, I'm going to do something, and I just need you to go with me. And he's like, okay.
So I didn't know what you were going to say, but I went with you.
That's the kind of trust that we had. You know, we just built up over years. So keep going. That's so funny.
No! Listen.
You yourself said, mm-hmm. Oh, it's a shame he took that year out, the year. He had the year, the thing, the year.
Time the tool man Taylor is undefeated.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
That's clever. And Aginla said during his press conference, his hip just one day was like, by the way, I'm shitty now. And he didn't even know. He's like, no pre-existing issues. It was just bad. And he tried to play through it. And it just stop working.
Was he going to go to the Olympics? Was he going to sign with LA during the for the playoff run?
He was injured. So this wasn't a player whose skills diminished with time necessarily. It was injuries who took him out.
Again, I asked the question. Did he retire, or did he have retirement handed to him?
Doesn't almost every player have retirement handed to them? Is this like a badge of dishonor that he should be wearing, that he retired in his late 30s? Gretzky, did he have retirement handed to him?
I am
scored
suggesting
9 goals in his final year.
But 67
Steve,
points or something.
If there
32,
was,
I think.
If there was a contract for Jerome Aginla in the 17-18 season, I think he would have signed it.
Jesse.
But there was none.
The Calgary Flames, Brian Burke said on Sportsnet to Faisal Kamisa that the Calgary Flames considered signing Aginla before they signed Jaromir Jagr.
I also have Twitter, but...
And Jagr was a mistake. I work with, look you guys who just love me. Just love the hell out of me.
If somebody...
Always kind.
Is it his very
fault
condescending
that a team was not smart enough to
think,
give it a shot?
I think you're proving my point.
Am I?
In that...
Of course you think it, of course you think that.
In that.
You ever argue with yourself in the mirror for fun? And you guys
you
literally conspire
YouTube channel
against me beforehand, too. No, yes, I have.
Sounds like a great business plan.
All right.
It's worked, man.
Where's your hat?
I think that says a lot that the Flames, the team he's been with his whole career, the one that Jerome is associated with,
and made the playoffs last year,
and could have really used him.
Yeah, made the playoffs last year.
They could have got Dougie Hamilton out to Moxie,
and they just traded Dougie Hamilton. Let's talk about how smart the Flames are. Let's go. Let's talk about how smart they are.
They didn't even hand him a contract. Yeah. So
That says to me, no team offered him it. There was nowhere for him to play in the National Hockey League, so he kind of just had to retire. To Adam's point.
Yeah, to Adam's unfair point.
No, but it's not factually incorrect.
No, Adam is using it disparagingly, though.
No, but it's not incorrect.
It's not incorrect.
There you go.
The tone, the stank that he is putting on his point is wrong. It's wrong!
The game passed by Jerome, and that's
the game passed by Gordie Howe.
Yeah.
Except it didn't, because he was playing into his 50s.
Yeah, but then why didn't he play into his 60s?
Because he said finally, okay, I've had enough.
He said
that's
it.
Why! He said, I believe in his press conference when he left, he said, I've never quit anything, and this is really hard for me.
So then keep playing! It's never quit anything. Just keep going.
I think you're missing the point.
No.
So here's the difference.
Some people choose retirement, and some people retire that way.
No, sorry.
No. 99. Sorry, I'm supporting me because no one fucking else is. So I thought I would jump in and say 99% of athletes retire because they have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Do you want a little bit more?
Sure, we can.
Yeah. Sure, we're still screaming at each other.
It's 5 minutes into 9 minutes.
So retirement's different.
Retirement chose Martin.
No one he could still keep. He was on a team when he retired.
He was on a team, but he sucked.
No, but so that proves the point. Aguila didn't even get that. Aguila didn't get that.
The season on a bad team.
No, but then he was still a guy who you could sign. Martin Brodeur was a guy you can sign, and someone said, "We still want you. You don't have to retire. There's a job for you
here
to play
in St. Louis waiting for you
to play on the ice." And Jerome Aguila didn't even get that chance because he sucks. Because he's terrible.
Wow.
Joe,
we're really just trying to
fight. Yeah, you did. I'm going to fight my ex-friend right now. You don't insult Jerome Aguila in front of me.
Okay.
You don't do that. How dare you?
At 41.
How actually dare you?
At 41, is Jerome Aguila not a bad hockey player?
Is he 41?
To NHL standards.
Is he 41?
He's 41.
I'm pretty sure he's not.
Yes, he is.
I'm almost positive he's not even 41
at
now.
At 41, is he not a bad...
I disagree with HockeyDB.
Is he not a bad NHL player?
Right.
I was
this
very
is
right.
No.
Is he not
I just disagree.
Is he not a bad NHL player at 41?
Probably. What did he get in his last
Probably.
Year? No, but why is that bad? Why is that bad? Don't act like there isn't a stench... To the point he was trying to make. He scored 14 goals and 13 assists in his final season, 27 points. That is a depth player. Is Joe Thornton bad now? Because he's a depth guy for the Sharks.
Nope. You know what makes Joe Thornton not bad? A team wanting him on their team.
That absolutely does not make him good. He is still good. That is a horrible reason. An NHL team believing in you means nothing regarding how good or bad you
are. Think it means-
the NHL is by far the dumbest league with the dumbest management. Like, there's no question. How
it's
dare
true.
You even try?
True.
Get him, Steve. So the NHL wanting you or not wanting you,
get
to me,
out.
Says nothing about how good or bad you actually are. It
tell
says
him.
Very little.
Absolutely.
There's something there, obviously.
That's ridiculous.
There's less than any other league. There's less than any other league.
Can I
they
there's
thought less what? David Clarkson 575 for 7 years. We're gonna do that.
All
that's
leagues
smart.
Have bad contracts.
Oh my god!
What are you talking about?
More than the National Hockey League. Are you gonna sit here on this show and tell me that the NHL is smarter than the MLB?
Okay, here, pause for a second.
Then
you see who I've been yelling at for the last couple minutes, Jesse.
Yeah.
Adam, you snake. You bastard!
Well,
you
do go back to Adam's point. You're like, there's some stank on Adam's point.
Yeah,
I'm just defending it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that because all I did was just kind of like lob a little grenade and watch it happen.
Adam's watching this dust cloud of fists punch at each other and like trying to, you're shrinking as the video goes on.
Let me play the last 30 seconds just to see where we land.
Okay. Bobby Orr's knees
gave up. Why is that a bad thing?
You know what's great?
I was merely making the point that some retire.
Why are you both the worst? Oh my god! We have the Tom Wilson contract to get through.
This was the best.
And you're doing this? I'm wasting my energy on this.
Sorry, this was so worth it. I just wanted to get you pissed.
No, I don't.
You're both trash.
By the way, no disrespect to Joe McGinley. We really just did this to fuck with Steve.
10 minutes I got out of that. I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, yeah, what a great topic you brought to the show. Let's pat yourself on the back there, why don't you, for the great topic you brought to the show and got the support of your co-host.
Boy.
Yeah, very good.
You also threw something again in that clip.
Just a lot of throwing. A
lot of throwing.
Yeah.
I'll throw this mug. There we go.
Oh, my God. You make me laugh.
You're a violent man.
So I think we'll kind of leave it at that because those are the three we're going to do in this one. And then we're going to have three more on the next one. Just because we want to keep the cadence of the episodes up and we want to keep you entertained.
I bet they involve me just having a peaceful time.
Well, we have
and getting supported.
We have 5 minutes now, right? Yeah. So I want to talk a little bit about something here. When you go back and you watch these, Jesse, you compiled these along with our Discord channel. I want to know what you think.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I've gotten better.
I think we all have.
Some of it's rough.
Yeah. I've gotten better at knowing what the both of you will and won't tolerate. And sometimes I want to... There's a reason why CJ and Julian call Adam Big Boss Man, because I have to ask his permission for a lot of things. And I'll be like, Adam, I need to start the show with something. And he'll give me a little look. And I go, no, trust me. Because I've already been swatted so many times where I'm like, no... Senpai, I know what to say where it'll actually add to the show and you'll enjoy it. Trust me. I'm not bringing some dumb fuckery to the table like best Russian best. It is also a good thing that you guys have stopped referring to that bit, that very recent bit that I brought to the show and failed. It's also very good that after like 4 or 5 years, you stopped referring to it. And no, it's sometimes, I don't know. I think I have earned my space on this show.
That's named after you.
That's named after me some fucking how. And by the way, that wasn't my idea.
No, that wasn't.
It wasn't.
No, that was my idea.
Yeah, I insisted it not be called that. And Adam said no. So we compromised and that was the name of the show. I've earned my space by knowing what you two will and won't tolerate.
Well... Jesse, I'm curious about what you think.
I'm still not perfect.
You're not air person. Oh, you're not done?
No, I'm done now.
No,
keep going.
See how I had to cut him off? Because I'm anticipating him go, no, he actually hasn't.
Well, I look at these clips and I just see how much we've improved. Like, even from, six months ago, I think we're all such better broadcasters and I cringe a lot at myself in particular because that's what you do when you're watching a clip of yourself. And like,
yeah. Me too.
I think we've all gotten better as broadcasters, and we continue to do that. And that's something I'm very proud of, that the three of us are just improving, and we're only getting better because, like I said, in a year, there are Zoom episodes from the in-studio episodes to these past in-studio episodes. There's a direct progression to everything involved in the show, like the topics that we bring up, our broadcasting skills, the production. Everything's been a gradual climb upwards.
Yep.
And I think we see that in the response to the audience because we've only grown, which is an incredible thing to do. After 8 years, you continue to grow an audience that just gets more and more passionate. And thank you, everybody listening, for listening. And yeah, I'm very proud of the work that we've been doing. That's all I see from these past clips.
I would love for, like, this is Adam being right. This screenshot right here. It's you sitting there calmly smiling. It's Adam sitting there coyly and calmly smiling. And it's me with a visible vein in my neck.
Yeah, that's actually true.
That was the goal the entire time, and that's 10 minutes in.
Yep. Yeah.
That's how it started, and that's how it ended.
I got to tell you, when I watch this stuff, I think about what was happening at the time. And
when was this again?
This would have been, that was 2018.
You got the date there. What is it?
Yeah.
Summer 2018, you were saying.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
July 31st, so right before the long weekend. And I think, you know, for me, I look at this and I go, first off, I'm so glad Jesse doesn't have to do all that work anymore. I remember every freaking episode, we'd have to set up the lights, set up the cameras before we could even get started. I remember prepping that. I would always prep my future show on the show I was on. So at that point, I was on BT, I'd be prepping Kiss Afternoons. On Kiss Afternoons, I'd be prepping SDP. You know what I mean? And it was just a cycle. And I still do that. And I think, although I don't prep anything during this show because you can't, right? You're in the moment. And I think what's interesting is just watching the progression of how much better the production values become. Okay. And then I realized too, like, I think I've only recognized this lately. Like, I think over the pandemic, I kind of fell into a bit of a rut. But I don't even think I realized it. I look at the hopeful, happy person I was there and then think about where I would have been 6 months ago, 8 months ago. Not that my personal life wasn't happy, but work was hard. Mm. And work was hard at Virgin Radio. Work was hard here. We hadn't seen each other. And well, like,
that to me was the hardest thing.
Yeah.
A lot of our show is timing.
So it's taken me, and I think I got negative. And I think I personally want to get back to the me that it was a little bit more fun. And I think I'm getting there, but it's taken a while to kind of shake this thing off, and I'm still not fully there yet, but I could start to feel it. Like it's starting to grow a little bit. Like, okay, not that life has returned to normal, cause I don't know what that is, but I do feel a lot better than I did. You know, even when did we come back to the studio? September?
No, end of August.
End of August.
So we took 2 weeks off in the middle of August, and we built the studio, and then at the end of mid to late August,
100% here, 100% better in there. Like that first episode back, I could feel the energy.
Oh yeah,
you know. And it's not like the pandemic episodes were bad. It was just one of those where you're. It's a tough time for everyone. It was tough. So yeah, it's fascinating. If you could have told those three guys there what was gonna happen in the next 2-3 years, man, it's crazy. That's not that long ago.
That was 50.
Yeah, 2018 is a lifetime ago.
Yeah. I had just left KISS at that point. I had just left KISS to go to Virgin 6 months later. So it's wild. It's an absolutely wild thing. But anyway, listen, we know this is the, I guess, in the spring, it will be a full 8 years at this point, or were you in scenes? Where 2013 is when we started. But I guess the full revolution didn't happen until summer 2014.
Beginning of year 9.
Would it be the beginning of year 9? Anyway,
long time.
Yeah, it's been a long, it's better part of a decade. I know there's people who have been around since the beginning. I know there's people who have been around 6 weeks. Thank you so much for listening. This is incredible. And you're seeing the growth of a show that, you know, at the time it was like, wow, this is really great. And you look back now and you go, oh boy.
Oh, right. Oh boy.
Between this studio and all the ones we've shown in the best of so far, that's 5 studios.
Yeah. Oh,
and that doesn't even, we never had any video in your mom's basement. Are we missing any others?
I don't know. I don't know. I
when we used to record in Adam's closet.
Yeah, there was
the second bedroom.
So we had my mom. We did that's the first studio at Rogers. Then we did around my dinner table at my place at King and Parliament.
Oh yeah.
And then we went up the stairs, up the spiral staircase, and we did it in the spare bedroom.
And whose fan is that?
We had free
Justin Bourne.
Justin, I bought Memorial a fan for Justin fan. Bourne. Yeah. The Justin Bourne. I still have that fan.
And we did the PK for Weber episode in the Bob McCallum studio.
Right. I wasn't there for that. I was on my trip where I got engaged.
Yeah.
Right.
It was you and Fisher?
Fisher and Berkshire?
Was Berkshire there as well? Yeah, I don't remember.
And then he was on the phone, and were you in the studio?
I was in the booth.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. And then I remember actually Frege came to our house. Remember, Frege came to my house. James Myrtle came. Steve Simmons came to my mom's basement.
That's right.
Yeah. That was wild. I can't believe he showed up for that.
Why did any of those people do those
things? Yeah, I know. Like, I don't get it. I have no idea. Jeff Merrick came to my house. That's right.
We sat on
that uncomfortable metal fucking chair for 2 hours. Remember the chairs we used to sit in?
We've had Merrick on the show a couple times and I completely forgot.
Yeah, he's been great.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. Maybe we should have him on again.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we moved back into the Rogers Studios when we got onto the fan. Mm-hmm. And then we did that for a bit. And then I left and we had to move to Bell.
We moved downstairs.
Oh, we moved downstairs.
You're forgetting some things in between.
Oh, my God. The Fan 590 backup studio and then the Bell studio.
And then occasionally that would be booked and we had to do it in the little booth.
Which is this studio. Yeah.
We've had like 10 studios.
Yeah.
More than that.
Oh my God.
It's nice to have a little bit of, hopefully, we're going to be here for a bit.
I don't know. Adam might move tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then we got to rebuild.
I'm going to put my foot, I'll kick your ass.
This is a good studio, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We'll be staying here.
Now we need an office. We need a building.
Well, we need some money first.
Let's buy a building. Let's build the whole production and we'll pull a little coffee shop in the front. People can visit us and have a cup of coffee.
Ooh. That would be SDPN Bruce.
Yeah.
Super, super duper No, is there a coffee thing that we can put in?
SQPN,
I don't know.
No. The N stands for beans.
Anyway,
nuts.
That's all stuff in the future. And for now, thank you so much for listening. We have one more best of episode coming up in the next couple days here. So thank you so much for listening and happy new year.
The Steve Dangle Podcast. Follow the guys on Twitter at Steve_Dangle, at Adam WYLDE, and at Jesse Blake. Connection complete.